It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The two Republicans running in New Jersey's gubernatorial primary took the stage for their final debate last night, and they're running to succeed Governor Chris Christie, who's saddled with record-low approval ratings. Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno entered the race as the front-runner and has sought to distance herself from Christie, but Central Jersey Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli is trying his best to make the race a competitive one. For some analysis of last night's debate, we're joined by Bridget Callahan-Harrison. She's a professor of political science and law at Montclair State University. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So the first 30 minutes of this debate was focused on what else but taxes. Here we have a clip.
There is only one way to resolve property taxes in this state.
Property taxes, my number one issue.
Property tax crisis.
Property taxes.
Property taxes.
Property taxes.
Property tax relief.
Property taxes.
No candidate running for governor of New Jersey can run without a plan to bring the state's highest in the nation property taxes under control. Both Guadagno and Cittarelli have their own respective plans. Can you briefly tell us what they are and whether they'd actually do anything to address the state's property tax problem?
Sure. So what we know is that the Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno has a plan dubbed the Circuit Breaker Plan. This plan would put a 5% cap on property taxes for the school portion of a property tax bill. She is apparently going to pay for this by changing some public sector health employee benefits and also a statewide audit. The lieutenant governor seems to be very big on statewide audits, and that audits will be the way that she'll be able to come up with cost-saving measures that will enable her to fund this program. The Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli has a five-point plan. There's lots of plans among these candidates. And the interesting thing about his plan is that it kind of trades in one set of taxes for other sets of taxes. And his contention is that at the end of the day, this will create a kind of Reagan style. Yes, you're taxing wealthy people, but they'll get tax breaks. And so people will be enthusiastic about it. The lieutenant governor has charged that Jack Cittarelli's plan is a $600 million tax increase. Mm-hmm. But, Richard, what you have to remember is that almost 70% of New Jersey GOP voters, their most important issue is taxes. And so you'll hear these Republicans talking about their various plans and how they won't raise taxes, an unlikely scenario given the state's fiscal situation, if they're elected to office.
Now, Kim Guadagno, she is the lieutenant governor. She's trying her best, though, to avoid the albatross. That's Governor Christie's unpopularity. Here we have another clip. Here she is last night at the debate.
I have fundamental differences with the governor of the state of New Jersey, which you've just begun to see, starting with the gas tax, moving to the $300 million renovation of the state house, just to name two.
She's certainly doing her best to differentiate herself from the governor. How do you think she's doing?
I think she's doing not enough, and it's too late. I think that most people, when they think of the lieutenant governor, they know her because she is a part of the Christie administration, which is wildly unpopular in the state of New Jersey. And I think that when she had opportunities, for example, when she was the acting governor, as when Governor Christie was out of state running for the presidency, she really did very little to differentiate herself from him. And it has been an albatross. It's been a very difficult characterization for her to get away from.
And then there's Jack Cittarelli. He's kind of focusing on this. He says it's time for New Jersey to move on from the Christie era.
The reason I got into this race is because we need to move beyond the Christie-Guadagno era. The only way we win in November is with a new message, a new messenger, and a new direction. And I'm not just talking about our policies. I'm talking about our politics.
So, Bridget, what specifically are the new policies and new politics that the Assemblyman is proposing?
Well, I think that one of the things that he has talked about is this five-point plan when it comes to taxes. But he's also basically said that everything is on the table. And so what that means is that things like women's health care, the governor has taken incredible flack for defunding Planned Parenthood for preventative health care services. The Assemblyman has said that he would go along with that because there are so many other emerging priorities. And so I think that what you'll see with a potential Chitterelli administration is this kind of zero-based budgeting where every program is on the potential cutting block, a total reevaluation. And moving forward, things would be decided in a different way in which they've been done in the past.
Now, finally, Guadagno entered the race, the front runner for the GOP nomination, but the Chitterelli campaign thinks that they have momentum, particularly after his strong performance in last week's debate. Do you think he has enough momentum to stage an upset here?
I think it is very, very close. The reality is that Guadagno has the edge because she has many more of the most populous county party lines. Very important in New Jersey politics. When you have loyal primary voters coming out, they'll typically vote with the slate of candidates that the county party has endorsed. But I think that had Chitterelli had a bit more money, it certainly could be an upset. Right now, I think it is quite, quite competitive.
And just a reminder that the New Jersey primary is June 6th. Bridget Callahan Harrison, thanks so much, professor of political science and law at Montclair State University.
Thank you, Richard.